From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 9th, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Representative Chris Gibson announced on Monday, February the 8th, the creation of a formal committee to explore the possibility of a run for governor of New York. Gibson said he will make a final decision following the completion of his congressional term at the end of the year. The announcement came as no surprise. The Kinderhook Republican said in early 2015 he would not seek re-election to Congress, but was considering instead a run for statewide office. In a statement released Monday, Gibson said it is clear that the people across the state are looking for a new leader in Albany. He said, and I quote, "For too long, Governor Cuomo has led with fear, intimidation, and bullying. New York has been embarrassed by corruption and lags behind in too many important categories. We can do better," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Highway Superintendent Gary Harvey says all county bridge projects are proceeding on schedule to either begin construction or to be completed this year. Harvey made his report to Greene County Legislature's Public Works Committee on Monday, February the 8th. He said, and I quote, "In Greene County, we are responsible for 135 bridges," end quote. One project the department is managing is the installation of a sidewalk along Woodstock Avenue in Palinville. Another walkway will run along Route 23A from the Rip Van Winkle Country Club to White Road. Bids for the bridge preservation projects for Windham, Leeds, and Durham will be advertised in the coming weeks, Harvey said. A public hearing with the town of Catskill on the Carterskill Road Bridge project was held in January. Harvey said the department is awaiting the comments received and the construction estimates are being worked on. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Now here's Andrea Sears reporting for the Public News Service on wrongful convictions overturned in New York.
A record number of criminal convictions were overturned last year, both nationally and here in New York. 17 of the 149 people exonerated in 2015 were in New York prisons, second only to Texas, where 54 were found to be falsely convicted. That may not seem like a lot, but Lonnie Suri, founder of the website falseconfessions.org, says it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Even the Federal Justice Department did a study once and said between 5 and 10% of the people in prison are wrongfully convicted. So if there's 2.5 million people in prison, even 5% would be 125,000.
A review by the National Registry of Exonerations found that 58 of those exonerated last year had been convicted of homicide, 5 had been sentenced to death, and on average, those falsely convicted had spent 14 years in prison. Many false convictions are gained through official misconduct. In Brooklyn, the district attorney's office has been reviewing scores of convictions involving former police detective Louis Scarsella. Suri has reviewed those cases and believes judges and prosecutors clearly knew the detective was lying.
To allow tainted testimony and tainted evidence from prosecutors, to allow that to go before jury after jury after jury, is an abomination.
New York City has paid out more than $24 million to settle lawsuits for wrongful convictions based on Scarsella's police work. More than 1,700 false convictions have been overturned since 1989, and the annual number of exonerations has doubled since 2011. But Suri says there is still a lot of resistance to change.
Prosecutors need to be held accountable for not their mistakes, but for their actions. I like to say wrongful convictions don't happen by mistake.
Brooklyn is one of about 24 jurisdictions nationwide that now have conviction integrity units to review possible wrongful convictions. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
The Hudson School District holds an election on a capital project, and the Ulsterless Fire District votes on a new truck today, February the 9th. The Hudson School's vote is from noon to 9 p.m. at the John L. Edwards School in Hudson, the Greenport Pumper Company No. 1 Firehouse in Greenport, the Claverick Firehouse in Claverick, the Stockport Town Hall in Stotesville, and the Livingston Town Hall in Livingston. That vote is on the sale of the Claverick School building and whether to issue bonds to pay for improvements to the Hudson High School, M.C. Smith Intermediate School, and John L. Edwards School, and construction of an addition to the M.C. Smith Intermediate School. In Austerlitz, the vote about the fire truck purchase is from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Spencertown Firehouse, No. 1 Memorial Drive in Spencertown. You can find the full public notices for each election at the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org. And for our final story, Josefa Velasquez is reporting at Politico New York that Hillary Clinton leads Bernie Sanders by 21 points among New York Democrats in the race for the White House, according to a Siena poll released on Monday, February the 8th. At the same time, Clinton does slightly worse than the Vermont senator in head-to-head matchups against the top six Republican candidates. However, according to the poll, almost half of New Yorkers, including two-thirds of Democrats, think Clinton will be the next president. Although among Democrats under the age of 35 are evenly divided between Clinton and Sanders, those over the age of 55 favor Clinton by 31 points. On the Republican side, 34% of those polled support Donald Trump. He holds a wide lead over GOP rivals Senator Marco Rubio and Senator Ted Cruz by 18 percentage points statewide. Trump's lead over the full GOP field shrinks drastically upstate, where he leads the pack by only 4 points. The poll of more than 900 registered New York State voters was conducted between January 31st and February 3rd. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers mainly before 11 a.m. today. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 33 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. For Tuesday night, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 24 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Tuesday night is 40%. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 20. And on Thursday, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 26 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 10 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:58 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:20 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 9th day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.